do you ever remember having what did you do with your milk and your butter before you had ice boxes?
You won't believe it.
This is a trade secret.
Yeah. Mama had a great big open safe, what she called a big safe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She put that in the coolest place that was there in the house to keep the milk in. And when that milk, the cream would rise on the milk,
mm-hmm.
she'd skim that off then, put it in a big churn there. And we made butter. And the way we kept the butter, we had a big open well out there. Way down yonder where you draw water out of, you know, that's where the wash water come from. All of our drinking water and all of that stuff come out of our pump that we had there in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd take that butter, she'd put it in a butter mold and mold it, you know. Put it in a dish, we'd put it in a big bucket, weight that bucket down and put it down in that well, just deep enough that the water wouldn't run in the bucket.
Uh-huh.
And that's where way we kept our butter, keep it
wow.
good and firm.
Uh-huh.
And then we could take it out at night, and she had a cover over, had that butter covered in that bucket, you know, down there, where no sand or nothing. If the wind was blowing, any sand was blowing, no, didn't get any sand in there. But then at night, we'd take it out. And of course, at night, it'd stay cool,
mm-hmm.
and all right, firm. Next morning, that butter, we'd take the churn and put it back in there. And always had plenty of milk and butter. That's one thing we had. We had plenty of chicken. Papa always kept about 200 or 300 head of laying hens there.
Mm-hmm.
On an open range. His hogs were all on an open range. Cattle on an open range.
Mm-hmm. No fences at all?
No fences. Oh, you done your own fencing for your field. You fenced your
mm-hmm.
field.
Mm-hmm.
To keep your stock and other people's stock out of there. But today the other man fences his cattle in.
Mm-hmm.
There's no fence law taking care of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but in those day and time, why, his hogs run loose in the woods, but they come up every night. And we'd always feed them. We have plenty of corn.
Mm-hmm.
We'd always throw them a few ears of corn, like a pen we had there.
Yeah.
Go in. And they'd come up at night. We'd pen the cattle on our new ground and potato ground where we're going to plant potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And take the calves away from them every morning, turn the old cow out and let her go on to the woods and feed and put the calves in a calf pasture back there.
Mm-hmm.
And them cows would come to them calves at night.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have no trouble that way. All you had to do was go open the gate and them calves would go to that pen, and them old cows was there waiting for them.
Tell me, it was kind of they used to be able to call cows.
Oh yeah, if you could hear this boy calling his cattle here, he's got a few head there. He's got 100-acre pasture back over there, lease land.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got this here, and he's got a pasture there, and another pasture back down there.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear him get out there and go to hollering.
How do they do it? I mean, what do they do?
He gets hollering, oh! That's about the way he called them.
Mm-hmm.
But,
could you call hogs too?
Oh, yeah.
What do you say to them?
Just holler, pig, 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 whoop, whoop, whoop. They'll come to you, they get used to that.
Uh-huh.
And as I said, don't fool them too many times. Give them something to eat when they come. And they'll come to you then. That's the way he gets his cows up here. Whenever he goes to hollering for his cows down here, they know he's either going to feed them or turn them to another pasture.
Yeah,
they're used to that, so they come right on. He don't have a bit of trouble in the world with them.
Is there a way to call calves, too?
That's more than just call, just like you're calling the old cows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Calves are coming.